I have the Star Trek The Next Generation Tricorder Replica. This comes to us from Running Press. And you've probably seen these in bookstores, but the ones that I've been seeing are little itty-bitty replicas. And this one, apparently, is something that I actually want. We're going to find out as I get into the box today, and we're going to see if this is something that you want to add to your collection as well.
Oh, pulling out the knife. So this is like fresh unboxing.
This is it. We've got, okay, Deluxe Mega Kit. So this is not just any mega kit. This is a deluxe mega kit. What else have we got on the box? Star Trek, The Next Generation. Interesting that the text is the original Star Trek followed by The Next Generation. That's kind of just an observation. There's the box there. Ages 7 and up. Yeah, I pass.
Well, all right. Debatable.
Yeah, let's get into it. So is it actually... Now, Jeff, I really wanted this because I had a tricorder replica as a child, as someone 7 and up. Okay, we've got stickers. So it looks like some assembly required. So you're going to need an adult, kids. I had a tricorder, but as the little tinkerer maker that I was, I wanted to add more LEDs to it. And so I punctured holes in it and I damaged it up and everything else. Oh, and it has... Oh, it came with batteries. I wasn't sure if it was going to come with batteries. Okay, I've removed the tab. This does not appear to be a replica-sized tricorder, but certainly bigger than the ones that... some of the ones that I've seen.
Right.
Let's open it up. Oh. Okay. That kind of looks nice.
Yeah, there's no signs of life over there.
Oh, listen. That's an actual tactile clicking. There you go. Okay, so stickers on. Whoa, it's self-closing. That ain't half bad.
Spring activated.
Yeah. Okay. So how do you put the stickers on? How the heck do you put the stickers on?
If you were Data, you'd be able to figure it out.
Hold it like that. And get a sticker. And... Oh! Okay. Let's look at the instructions here, Jeff, because I know you want to.
Yes.
Okay, they're numbered. Okay, that helps. Well, so we've got a diagram that shows us where each sticker goes. So one is going to go... Where's that? Oh, up here. Okay. One is going to go up here. There? Yeah, there. Okay. Shall we try, Jeff?
I think so.
One.
Don't put it on the wrong way.
Okay, have I got it the right way?
According to the diagram, it appears you
do. Yeah, I seem to. Okay, this one's easy enough.
I love that it's a tech show and we're putting on stickers.
Yeah, it's a sticker. So, you know, the replica nature of it, that it's stickers. But these are nice stickers. I mean, this is like shiny, metallic, glossy kind of... decals. It's not too bad. Let's see how it looks. Okay, two. Where's two? Two is there. So where does that go? I don't know, Jeff.
I feel like you need to take it home for assembly purposes.
Figure it out.
And then play with it to make sure it works properly.
We've got a little booklet here that has some... I kind of laugh at this, folks. I mean, we've got a picture of NCC 1701. Then we've got a quote by Jadzia Dax.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
Yeah. So, oh, there's NCC 1701D. What does it say? Okay. At least we're right era. Pictures from TOS. There's TNG. TNG's bridge. Tricorder from TOS. Another tricorder from TOS. Some information. Got Will Riker. What else have we got here? NCC 1701D. Is that D? Yes. It's only got two nacelles. What else have we got? Beverly Crusher. Some text. A real tricorder. There you go, from the show. Open that up and stick it to your wall. Remember back in the days?
It's not that big to stick to your wall.
That looks like a medical tricorder. And what else? Oh, Wesley Crusher right at the end.
Oh, he made it. Oh, it's the young Wesley.
There he is, the young Wesley holding a tricorder. Well, there you have it. Okay, so let's fade to black and come back. There you are, Jeff. And Jeff figured out that you can actually pull it a little bit harder and it won't close all by itself. Though you can. It clips. There you go. So I've got all the stickers on. I noticed that, like, this one doesn't want to stay, Jeff.
Right. Okay. You may have to press it down at the corners just to...
Yeah. Well, there you have it. It's available at cat5.tv/tricorder. It does look pretty good for a prop if you want to go to Comic-Con or whatever else, or just add it to your kit for your costume. I think that's definitely a good addition anyways.